Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on the 27th day of August. Well, we're moving out of summer. It's still hot, going to be hot for a little while longer, but there's a change of season in the air, and I would like to encourage you to embrace that as a change of season in your life. Sometimes these changes bring about the answers we've been looking for. Because in a universe that is so vastly enormous, it requires moving a lot of things around to get the one little change that is needed. But when change is in the air, it just happens quicker, better, faster. And actually, there are statistics that say that people actually improve in their mood and their optimism at these fluctuation points where we start to move into a new season, even into winter, or from winter into spring when it's still cold as an icicle. But still, our moods do tend to change, and that's because there's positive change in the air. So I want you to embrace it, and especially in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, until the equinox is here. Practice your breathing. Just enjoy little breathing breaks in your day where all you do is you just look out the window or sit on the back porch and enjoy your breath. You'd be surprised what that does to relax your body and to open your potential for receiving. As Yeshua taught me so much, and it took a while to soak into this dense little brain of mine. I told you repeatedly also, the biggest challenge in having blessings is receiving them. The entirety of existence is full of blessings, full of abundance, full of opportunity. Our ability to connect with them, our ability to receive them, is the entirety. I mean 100% the entirety of having a blessing. And so the many things we work on, the many little tips I've given you, and there are a lot, all add up to you having the blessings you want and need. And one of the simplest, one of the very, very simplest, is to just embrace the idea of having that blessing right now. What does it feel like? What changes does it bring in your life? Take note of everything as if it were now. Because actually, now is all there ever is. There is no future. It's all and only now. If you review your life, you can prove that to yourself easily. It's the only framework of time you've ever known or will ever know. We can project goals into the future, whether they're goals of achievement or goals of attainment or goals of happiness, health, whatever. We can project them simply because of the timeline that we believe is necessary to get from, well, let's say, Fort Worth, Texas to Denver, Colorado in an automobile or a train or an airplane, depending on your mode of travel. There's a timeline that we have acclimated ourselves to, and we project those timelines into our goals. But for a soul outside the timeline, and you are outside the timeline as a soul, there is no time and there is no space. You are in timelessness and spacelessness. You are in the same place you were before you were born and after you decease in your physical life. There really is no place to go. You are already there. What change changes when you're born is your perceptions and your method of connection to the universe. And what changes when you decease is the infinite rebirth of all that is. That is so fantastic that you feel the freedom to reach and choose all of your dreams, to reach and be with all of your loved ones. And that is the experience of heaven. It lights up for you and you're there. And the strangest thing to me is how much seems we require time on earth struggling for what we want in order to appreciate eventually everything we always had. It is one of the great ironies of existence that I have not yet figured out, but I do know that it exists as a certainty. I have at times just walked into that space or been lifted into that space by heavenly guidance and forces. And I'm here to assure you that it's all there. What is not available to us right now are the configurations of our mind or the environment that we don't know how to change. So maybe for a moment, let's just don't deal with those configurations. Let's just rise above them and let's examine all of the opportunities that are already prevailing for us. Albert Einstein once said that the answer to every problem exists above the level of the problem. Yeshua said to me, the only way out is up. And I built an entire seminar around that. And as his final act of salvation for all of us, that's exactly what he did with his life. He rose out of the grave, spent a little time with us in immortal form, and then went up. And he said, from here, I will be with you always. And at times, for many, not just me, but for many, and by many, I mean millions of people, he has made his infinite presence available to the senses, to human senses. People have seen him. People have heard him speak. People have felt his presence. I am far from the only one. I'm just one of the few that was brave enough to talk about it. And I felt that perhaps that was my mission in life, was to talk about it and share what he shared with me. And so he is there with you right now, whether you see him or not. Your perceptions are not the measure of truth. The measure of truth is the durability of it. You see, truth doesn't change with circumstances. We could move into all different kinds of circumstances. And gravity will still be something we have to deal with. And I want to remind you that it doesn't vary from species to species. Even a caterpillar has to exude a little bit of flexible elixir to attach itself to a leaf. Otherwise, it will fall to the earth also. Gravity doesn't change. It doesn't. And we learn to deal with it, though, because we accept it as a non-variable. You see, the truth does not vary. Another seminar I would highly recommend to you are the 12 laws of the universe that always work, one of them being gravity, but there are other laws as well. And these laws that always work keep us attuned to the things we can count on and build our life around. So they're there. They're always there. And Yeshua added his name to one of those laws because he said, I am with you always. He was actually building on the premise that God is here always and forever. And as the Son of God, I am here always and forever. And I send to you the Counselor, the Holy Spirit. Now, I talked to you many times about faith, and faith being truly our connection to our Creator, our Father, the one who knows us like no one else, and who understands our potential as no one else does. We've spoken to you many times about love and the power of love. I don't think there's anyone who's ever walked on this earth and mastered love more completely and fulfilled as Yeshua did. And so in all the things we speak about him, we're focusing upon love. Essentially, we do mention other things, but essentially it comes right down to love. And last week I opened another dimension of our sharing. And that was the other point on the triangle of faith, hope, and charity. And that was hope. Hope is so important to we humans. In fact, for most people, it's what keeps them going more than faith and more than love, actually, because love is often conflicted for many people, and faith is often insecure for many people. But you can build your hope, your goals around hope. You can meet the right person and hope this will be the best friendship of your life or the love of your life. You can hope the best for your children, your grandchildren. We can hope that we will do the right things for our earth. It seems as though we have a little more concrete engagement with hope. And that is hopefully assisted by the presence of the Holy Spirit that comes in with guidance and counseling and direction about what to do next, what our strongest abilities are, how to pull our strongest abilities out of that holster on our side instead of a gun, and point our abilities toward the solution instead of conflict. And I want to build on those thoughts for the next few weeks, on these thoughts of faith, hope, and charity. Oh, and by the way, charity is not what we normally think of. In the teachings of the Bible, it's not exactly what we normally think of as our charities, like the Salvation Army, Goodwill, our church charities, and our many other charities for relief and assistance and medical research. Oh, these are all incredibly valuable, blessed configurations of human endeavor. So, yeah, that deserves to be under that umbrella. But you have to remember, and or maybe never heard before, that for Paul, who perfected this triangle in his teachings, was referring to the Greek word charitas. Charitas is the highest form of love. It's the love of God, the love from God, the love of divine, the referring to divine love as descending into all manifestations of human love, or even the love animals have for one another, the love plants have for the earth, all forms of love descending from the highest love. That is charitas. And it has its foundation in the word logos, which is the beginning of all divine planning, divine thought, origins of this universe, as in the book of John, which says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and it was with God. Well, that's referring to logos. Logos, by the word, it wasn't actually referring to the Bible. It was referring to something even higher than the Bible, and that is literally the Word. The Bible didn't really exist then. It was a compilation of books and scrolls that would eventually be put together So it was referring to the wisdom, the divine plan of God. That's what logos means. And that was the word that that scripture was referring to. Well, Paul was taking logos into, there was into the Greek denomination of meaning and developing it into the word caritas as the highest form of love. So that triangle is actually really, really referring to love, hope, and faith. And of course, love is the source of charitable activity. And that's what we base our tithing on and our gifting to the various and many acts of God and assistance given among humans to humans, humans to animals, and to planets. So yes, it includes all of the above, but essentially it is love. And so love, which is incarnate and perfected in the life of Christ. Faith, which is held for all of us, the eternal faith that our Creator has in us, is our source of redemption, our eternal promise for success. Maybe not success in every single human endeavor, but our success in living, that our life was worth something, that we are worth something, and our value shall be honored now and eternally. Even if we didn't see it show up with trophies on the shelf or balances in the bank account, it will be honored for what sometimes, my friends, the martyrs in the history of humanity were among the great heroes of history, and yet it didn't show up in their life. Look at the life of Saint Joan, Joan of Arc. Okay, she led the troops to victory in so many ways, ventures on the battlefield, and she was honored for each battle, and yet she was vilified in the end and burned at the stake, and then further vilified for 500 years after that, because her contribution to the establishment of France just could not be allowed, and her mystical abilities could not be accepted. But do you think for a moment she was not honored in heaven? She was not honored on high, and that would not be rectified at a certain point in time when we humans had come about to appreciate not so much her victories on the battlefield. Okay, they were good, but they could be written off. But what we have to honor is that the faith of a young girl could change history. The hope and the love she had for her people and her country could change history. You know, that's what we honor. And when we could actually get that final perspective, it was like, oh my goodness, she really was a saint. That happened to so many. Many, many saints were not recognized for centuries after their life. They died a martyr's life and sometimes were vilified. So the fact that you or someone else has been vilified does not mean that the honor will not be given. No honor is lost in the sight of God. And what we give in the name of love, in pursuit of devotion and worthy accomplishment, is never lost. Never. No matter what the outcome on this planet, it's never lost. And what some people suffer inspires other people then to succeed. And we give to one another in so many ways when we understand this triangle of faith, love, and hope. When we understand this and we activate this in our life, and you know, you will find yourself at times where you don't really feel like loving much. You look around at the fake food. You look around at the hostility in the world. You look around at corruption. And you look around at human betrayal. And you feel like, you know, I just don't feel very charitable about this. But what corner of that triangle can you feel strong about? Maybe it's hope. Maybe by doing something, you can cultivate hope. Through prayer, you can strengthen your faith and say, Father, use me that I may become an answer and I may become a pillar of strength for all of us to rise above what seems so bitterly unacceptable right now. I love working with this triangle. And I want to share that with you in the next few weeks. And by the way, based on popular request, we will be doing a webinar soon. And I'll be announcing that in probably by next week. I've got several options that have been presented to me from on high. And I have to see which one I feel the strongest with and kind of feel into the receivers as to which one you might need the most. So that is being percolated at the moment. We want to start our, you know, this is a, as we start into the autumn, it's a time for study, a time for reflection, a time for elevation, to bring into the fullness of our awareness everything we've been through in that year. And I'd like to do that by starting it with a webinar. So we are going to do that. And now I'd just like to turn all of this over to you, and I'll comment as it becomes appropriate. So, Nancy, you take over, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Gosh, I'm feeling so blessed already, you know. It's just really wonderful, Glenda. Thank you for what you shared already. It's just filling my heart, because I had a real busy morning, even though it's a Sabbath. And now I just get to sit down and receive, and I'm just really happy to be here. And we've got a lot of our community that's wanting to come online. So let me open up someone here. We have Lorraine.
Oh, hi. Thank you for that beautiful message, Glenda, and blessings to everyone.
Oh, you're welcome.
My request has to do with kitties. And I am... I have a kitty that's 13 and a half, and my older cat passed a couple years ago, but I feel like he's come back in this kitten, which I'm about to adopt later this week. And I would just, as much as possible, for this to be harmonious and, you know, loving, and for me to let go of any anxiety about it as they get to know each other.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I love my kitties, so I know exactly how you feel. And
I know you're
Oh, yeah. And there is no life too insignificant for God to honor. He created it all.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just harmonious, you know, integration of the two cats together in the house and all of that.
Okay. Well, we certainly have them in our heart.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Lorraine.
Thank you.
We are glad you're here. I'm going to open up another call for you, Glenda. We have Eva. Hi, Eva.
Hi there. Yeah, I had another couple of things happening, which I was not too happy about. The follow-up with the liver cyst showed that it wasn't affecting my liver, but there was a heart problem, and my heart wasn't pumping as well as it should, and also some compression fractures. So now I'm dealing with that, and I hope that I will be able to conquer some of these things lately that are happening, which are rather disappointing. But I'm asking for blessings and Yeshua to bring about what is needed in my life, to whatever I need to receive out of this. May it be something good and something helpful to my life.
Absolutely. And we're with you. We're with you, Eva, and our prayers are with you. And I just want to call your attention to one thing, and that is that you're better off to know than not to know. To find out what's really going on was itself a blessing, because we have to know what we're dealing with in order to apply, either with our love or with special attention, to make it better, to remove it or heal it. We have to know. And so discovering the correct diagnosis was itself a blessing.
Yeah, I realized that. It's just that I was, it's disappointing.
Didn't make you happy.
No, I'm wanting to be able to get out and do things and, you know, make my life better. And I think it's happening. It's just that I just want to be healthy.
Of course.
And now I feel
taking
like
steps. You are taking steps in the right direction, Eva. You're getting help, and your help is finding the answers. You're making progress. So just bear with it, because you're doing many, many right things. And I'm sure that during the years when you put your beloved husband first, you neglected yourself. I am sure of that. And sometimes then after that devotion of sacrifice has ended, it's another challenge for you to look at what you have to put back together in your own life. I know. I've been there. I have been through, since February of, it's been February of 21. I have been putting my life back together, and it's not all back together yet. It takes time, Eva, because when you have devoted your life to someone else for so long, and you did so out of love, you didn't miss a thing when you were doing it. When there's no further need to do it, that's when you become aware. So consider that these are actually treasures in heaven that will come back to pay you. You just have to give yourself an opportunity to receive. And there's something else that about this that I'm going to say on behalf of everybody on the call, is that when we are in a sacrificial state for others, whether it's for a family member or, let's say, a teacher, a leader in the community, a spiritual leader, whoever, you're in a sacrificial state for others, you don't have the slightest idea what you might be neglecting for yourself, because it's important. You block it. You don't want to know. You want to make the sacrifice as painless as possible. Okay? Now, blocking is okay when it's preventing you from feeling pain that may keep you from doing what you want to do. But when there's no reason to block anymore, it's very hard to lift the blockages. Very hard. Because they've almost become institutional in our lives. You know, I have a good friend who was a nun for about, I would say about 20 years. And she taught in a seminary. But she lived in a cloistered environment, and she sacrificed so many things in her personal life. And she has been out of that now for another 20 years. But to be around her, her name is Susan. And I think, Susan, did you ever really leave the monastery? And she will laugh because she knows exactly what I'm talking about. And she'll say, well, you know, Glenda, it's harder than you could imagine. Once you have decided to block yourself from certain types of earthly assistance, earthly pleasures, earthly opportunities, you find that you can live without them. And you don't even bother to lift the blockages. And I said, well, you know, Susan, that is very commendable. But you might want to think about what it would be like if you lifted a few of them, because you don't know what blessing might be on the other side. So, Eva, what I said there was not just directed to you. It was directed to everybody on this call, because I know the I have witnessed through conversation the character of most of you, and most of you are actually servants of God, and you have actually put up blockages in order that you don't feel the pain of self-denial. You have. You've given to your families, you've given to the groups you serve, you've given to nature, you've given to God, and you have put up blockages. And you think, according to the parable of the sower and the reaper, bread on the water, that, well, doing good things, wouldn't that just come back to me naturally? Well, it does, but it's sitting outside your doorstep. And you got to unlock the door. And once we have come into the habit of self-denial, we not only don't unlock the door, we don't even open the door. And if something comes in, we'll worry about, well, should I really have this? Is this okay? I know that this is resonating with a lot of you. So if it doesn't pertain to some of you, that's okay. It was a very needed message. And, Eva, do something really nice for yourself, okay? Really, really nice for yourself. Experience opening that door. And it doesn't have to be the thing you want. The thing you want may come in time. But give yourself some strawberry shortcake, for goodness sake, or your equivalent. Of strawberry shortcake, okay? It's your equivalent of what that might be. Whatever, something really nice that you love. Just give it to yourself. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know what that might be, because like right now there's so many things I would like to do, but my body doesn't cooperate.
Well, so. Okay, don't focus on those. Focus on something you don't have to do. It's just automatically available for you. Okay?
Yeah.
And Eva, if I could add something, Glenda, just about 15 minutes before the call, I picked up Keys of Yeshua, and I just had my little conversation with Yeshua of what would be good for me to read right now. And maybe it's for you too, Eva, and for all of us, but I just opened up to the meditation and the chapter on freedom and forgiveness, and I think it's going to address everything that you're feeling right now. It was so powerful. And so I just offer that to you just to take a peek later in your quiet time, because it was a real gift to me. So I just wanted to share that.
Thanks, Nancy. That's great.
The meditation.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. Freedom and forgiveness. It's the meditation at the end. Yeah. He's talking to you right there. So. It was really good. So anyway, I just love you, and I know you're going to move through this.
All right. Thank you much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, Glenda, we have so many wonderful heart members of our community ready to come online. Caroline, I opened up your line. Are you there?
Yes, hello. I've got three different blessings that I'd like to ask today. And thank you, Glenda. You've really come up with some major gems. I've been taking notes like crazy as you've been talking today. So the first thing is a blessing for my son who would like to be able to move to Maui to set up a healing center. He's a very accomplished doctor who's been helping a lot of people with things like long COVID and related stuff. So he's been looking for a place to buy and also have a healing center. So I'd like Joshua's blessing on that. That would be fabulous. And then also I would like to be able to access, have more discernment and be able to access the quantum field more. I feel like it's becoming more and more necessary to get into that neutral space to be able to have the discernment and mm-hmm. get to the quantum field. So much happening these days and a lot of information, and you have to sort the wheat from the chaff and make decisions based on your gut. And then the final blessing, which is a very important one for Maui, having with the aftermath of this appalling tragedy with the wildfires, that we have good people taking over, good people in charge of the rebuild, good people who have love in their hearts, steering Maui to a good place in the aftermath of this disaster, so that some of the people who might have been maybe bad actors, for example, the police chief who apparently seems to have ordered a lot of the roads in Front Street Lahaina to have been closed, which prevented a lot of people from escaping from the fire, that we have a change of guard, that we have really good people who really care about Hawaiian culture and who really care about Maui taking over and making it a better place even than it was before. And so that's my major blessing. I really would like that to be the major blessing for today.
Amen. Okay, thank you, Carolyn, and for being our woman on the ground over there.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. God bless you too. Well,
yes,
we need to move
absolutely.
On. We don't have much time left. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Caroline. Gosh, that's important. We are holding all of your requests in our heart and in the blessing. And we have Elizabeth now. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Glenda. I just have two blessing requests for today. The first is for my cousin Elaine in Australia, who's getting on in years, and I just spoke to her last night, and she's having a lot of trouble with vertigo, and I'm planning to go back to Australia in October to see my family and just see how things are, and I just ask that she's working with a woman who is helping, but then it keeps coming back, so I would just ask for a blessing for healing for my cousin Elaine. In Queensland, in Australia.
Yes. Okay.
And
you've
the other,
got it.
Thank you. And the other blessing is just for myself. I'm having trouble with keeping my blood pressure stable. It happened after an accident, a near accident I had 2 years ago in New Orleans, and my blood pressure's not been normal since then, and I'm just not finding the right dosage or the right pills from my doctor to keep it stable, so I'm not going up and down, and when that happens I get weak and anxious about everything. But the main thing is probably I need to understand something, and I'd ask Yeshua's help to understand what I need to let go of or what is causing this, and I'd like it to go completely and for me to have the understanding so I can release and heal it once and forever. I'd rather not be on the pills, but I'd ask for a blessing for that. That whatever is causing this, I see it fully and understand it fully, and can either forgive, bless it, let it go in love, back into light, and just let it go from my body because I don't need it. I don't need it in my life anymore, and it's just been here for a while now, and I'd really like to have it gone from my life and for me to gain the lesson from why it's in my life for a reason, obviously, so I need to understand, have more discernment and understanding about what it means and what I need to do to release it completely. Thank you, Sandra.
You need to move forward with better solutions.
Yes.
The ones you had temporarily worked to get you, move you on. It's time to move forward. So when we begin to have these realizations that there is something better, whatever situation it might be, we need something better. It's time to move on. And so that's a very important realization you had, Elizabeth. Very important.
Yes, it's over. I don't need it. I want to move on. I want to be of service. And this is just like a glitch that keeps being there. And it's time for it to go. It's just time for it to go. I feel that in my soul. And I just like Yeshua's help, you know, as said, move more into the quantum field to have more depth of understanding of everything that's in this light, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's my, I'd ask Yeshua for some help on that so I can move forward, get on with it, and do what I can to be of service. That's what I want to do. Amen.
We hold that for you, Elizabeth. Amen.
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you, Nancy.
We love you.
Love you too.
And let's see, Glenda, we have so many wonderful members here. Hi, let's see, we have Mara, your line is open.
Hello.
Hello.
It's been a wonderful, the whole, everyone's contributions here. Glenda, your message is beautiful. I would like to offer gratitude for all of the blessings that our families have in my families, which I include my sister's families and all my families. But anyway, there have been so many blessings and even miracles of recovery from some of these young people that were really in dire physical condition. I'm very, very grateful for that and for the kindnesses that are shown to me always. And I just don't, I'm looking forward to the seminar or webinar, and I won't be on the web, but I can certainly be on the phone for the verbal parts of it, and I'm looking forward to that. I miss those.
I miss them too. I do.
Oh, good. They're wonderful, and I would like to, as a further blessing at this point in my life, in this changing season, I would like to pray more than I do. I tend to fall asleep a lot. And right in the middle of a prayer, and sometimes in the middle of these phone calls. And little by little I'm gaining a little more strength there. So that would be wonderful, because I really, really appreciate all of you and your prayers. And I know that this is very important, these blessings. They're huge. They're so huge. You can't even begin to, or I can't begin to imagine how powerful they are. And I
well, let me, and I would like to respond to that, Mara. All of you, each one of you here, is a window and a door opening the blessings of Christ to the world. You don't see it. You may not feel it, but mm-hmm. you are. Because you are a presence of the world saying, okay, I will open the door to these blessings that are there, that have been given and need to be received by someone. So let yourself, each one of you, let yourself open to blessings that may have a far-ranging impact with people or situations you could never imagine you would affect, and yet you do.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah. You inspired Mara, and you have inspired much for me in our many years of knowing each other. So I cherish every single year and every single occasion for being with you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you know what? The minute we started talking, a little miracle happened here. All of you probably know that for weeks I had been complaining about the heat, nonstop, super heat wave. Sometimes the heat index is 120. Well, all of a sudden it started raining. It's raining.
Yay!
Yay! I mean, I saw a bolt of lightning come out of the sky right down to the houses and behind the houses in front of me. I thought, oh my goodness, we're going to get rain. And then I saw a few little drops hit the window and now it's pouring.
Oh, that's so good.
That
so all of you,
so
thank you for, to all of you, thank you for the rain.
Well, bless you very much. I know you are.
And
very
you know, I want to build on that thought. I think it would be really good for the planet and good for you if you said thank you more to more people, because you can't imagine how many opportunities you could have in your life or have already had because of someone else.
Yes.
They prayed, and that prayer might not have been reflected back directly to them, but it went to the first person who could receive it. And that's often the way prayer works. You pray for rain, let's just say me, and it will be received somewhere else. And maybe I prayed too much for rain and it flooded the East Coast. I should be very sorry. I'm very apologetic about that. But sometimes we have to have a little humor about life, you know?
All of life.
All
lonely
of life
without that. My sister
all of life is
has moved in here with me. She's just a few doors away from me. And we laugh when we're together. That is, it's just bright. It just brightens my life, truly. And I'm grateful for that. So,
yes.
There's a lot to be grateful for. A lot.
Gratitude itself is opening a door for more.
Good. Because I feel that I think more frequently than anything, because it just surprises me sometimes how fortunate I have been in, no matter what's going on in my life, there's always been someone in the last, oh my goodness, the last 10 years that has reached out to me with sometimes nothing more than a smile or a thank you and mm-hmm. or a hello, it's so good to see you. And I know what you're saying. It's just, it means a lot. It means a lot. Yeah.
It does.
So,
more than most of us can imagine.
Yeah. And Eva, I lost your phone number amongst other things I've lost. If you're still listening, give me a call sometime because I have wanted to send you some of that love that I have for you and all the others. I would love to meet everybody in person, but I feel like we do meet each other in spirit all the time. And so that's another thing to be grateful for. So
that's so sweet, Maura. And it's very true. It's very true. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll let you go. You've got lots of people wanting to talk.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm so glad we got to hear from you today, Maura. I'm so glad we got to hear your voice and feel your heart. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I love all of you.
Okay. Yes, let me open another line. Here we go. Is that Stephen? Is your line open? Hi, Stephen. Here.
Yes. Hi. Yeah. Yes. Hi, everybody. Just calling to seek just a blessing for myself in seeking a ministerial position. As you know, Brenda, I'm actively pursuing a position, and I have an exciting interview kind of this week. And I just ask for a blessing from Yeshua to just help me, more deeply sink into my Sacred Heart and be guided by the Holy Spirit to do well and, surrender really to the process and surrender to how God is calling me out into this next phase of my life. And so I'm excited and scared and nervous all at the same time, but that's a good sign because I know it's stretching me and allowing me to grow into, the next version of myself. So just seeking a blessing around that and also a blessing just around my continued healing journey around my back. So thank you.
All of it's there, Stephen. And for everyone else, I just want to congratulate you, Stephen, and let everybody else know. Stephen is a blessing giver and a minister of Spiritus Church, and he has just been offered an interview to become the director of Christian ministry at Stanford University. That's a big deal. And we are so proud of him. And I can only imagine the opportunity we have as a community to cast our blessings through that window of influence. And so we are, you have my prayers constantly and my support, Stephen. And I know that you're actually being called for this. And, whatever the results, it is the beginning of a great opportunity for you because it will lead either to success in this particular opportunity or to the next one. And just prepare yourself for it, and I'll be there for you as you need me. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much, Brenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. All good for you. We are going to open Sarah's line, Glenda. Hi, Sarah.
Aloha, Glenda, and Nancy, and beloved community. I am so happy to be walking with my bare feet on the earth and just feeling so much love and gratitude. And I want to ask for a blessing for my beloved pastor. His name is Father Chris, and he lost his beloved dad on Friday. I don't know his name, but we could say Mr. Malatesta. And just blessings for Father Chris. He's such a beautiful, beautiful, loving minister, and so comfort for his heart. Then I want to ask for a blessing for my brother. His name is Tristan. Yeah, and just God bless him, and may he be well and his health, and a blessing for all brothers and sisters and their relationships. And then finally, a blessing. I'm about to start my fall semester. I'm a college professor. So blessing for my semester, for my teaching, and for all teachers and students this fall and always. May we follow the example of the greatest teacher ever, of Yeshua. Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you, Sarah. And wishing many, many blessings for your coming semester. And that you teach, your teaching may bless you back on the water. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah, reminding us. So many have already started back, but a lot are starting back tomorrow. So a good reminder.
Yeah.
Thank you. We love you.
I hope
you're enjoying some cool weather.
Yes. God bless.
Amen. Okay, Glenda, we have from 430 Sulphur Springs. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Can you hear us?
We can't hear you. You'll have to speak up.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yes,
we can
now
hear
we've
you.
Got you.
Okay. I had mute on, evidently.
Oh, Stormy.
I just activated another phone. I wanted to thank you for my journey of what it means to understand about becoming human. And I'm grateful for your friendship that has helped me to understand more of who I am. I called three people last night to share this, and I just thought it was a beautiful thing to say to people that you've had in your life that have been you've been friends with, and wanted to give a big thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
It was very important that I called David Gibson last night, and it was very angelic timing because he just broke up with his girlfriend, had been weeping all day long, and so as a friend, perfect timing, as I told him, but I just told you about being a friend, that I was able to console him and give him understanding about what was going on with some of my personal stories. And we talked for 30 minutes, and it was just divine that it was a perfect thing to say for him when he really needed a friend to talk about, you know, some of his personal life. And I'm good with that divine timing.
Yeah, you are. Well, Stormy, can we offer a blessing for you?
Yes, you sure may. I've got plenty of stuff going on. Still working on my eyes. I've got one more injection. And then I have some laser surgery to attach my the part of the eye that they're going to attach when they heal the back part of it. And I've also got a lump underneath my tongue. I'm concerned about that's been there for 2 weeks. So yeah, I definitely need some blessing. So thank you.
Well, you've got it. You've got it, Stormy. And you just stay in this lovely spirit that you live in, and things of the world will take care of themselves.
Yes, I'm comfortable and confident that whatever needs to be taken care of will be taken care of, and I don't need to worry.
No, you don't, and you. But we're here for you, and that's what we want you to know. Okay.
Yes. It's that friendship of this phone call, of people that I've talked to on the telephone, and of course, us that we've known each other for a while, it's important. I really, really want to bless this new ministry that you talked about. I really feel strong about this, this is important. This is a very good connection to be made. You know what I'm talking about. The whole network here of what you have started is just expanding exponentially. It really is. There are things going on that we don't know about that is just beautiful to watch unfold.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a beautiful blessing and say, next.
We hold you in our hearts. And we're going to have to go on to our next caller because we're moving a little bit late on delivering the blessing.
Okay, we have, I believe, 512. Is this Nancy?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, you can.
Good. Just a quickie. God, I can't remember her name. She's having trouble with her high blood pressure and it's up and going up and down. I was on high blood pressure. I was crazy high. And I started doing cayenne pepper. Just a quarter teaspoon. Doesn't even have to be that much. With the shot glass and water. And my blood pressure right now was 106 over 60. So I think I'm getting off my high blood pressure medicine. it's a wonderful thing. Anyway, blessing because the motor in the fan for my air conditioner blew out. So, and they can't find the motor for it. So, help, please God, before I melt. It's 105 in the house. It's almost 100.
Oh,
so.
That's not good.
No. So, I can certainly be not only.
So I know you understand.
Yeah.
Anyway,
thank you. Get those cool cloths on your neck. Oh gosh.
Yeah. All right.
Love you, Nancy. We have one more caller. We have Christopher. Your line is open.
Hi, everybody. It's Christopher. Just wanted to, first of all, say I love you all. I mean, you're just amazing. And what a crew. Praying for last night as I was remembering people's voices and their hearts. And it's wonderful to hear your voices today. I'm so grateful. Just a real celebration of the good news. About 3 weeks ago, I had this beautiful, on Sunday morning, a waking up experience. It was kind of funny. I felt that I was a sheep next to Yeshua walking. And it was the most amazing thing because I wasn't a human. I was a sheep. I was literally like, am. Yeah. And so there was this feeling of the reciprocity of our energies and the physicality of our being, the telepathic embodied connection. And it was so powerful, and it reminded me of your painting, Glenda, of him holding the lamb. Goes and finds that lamb that's lost, and he pulls them, goes and finds the one that's been left behind. And that morning, he said to me, you know, I think it's good for you to be with the flock. I'd been looking for a church where I could be physically and locally. In my small community, there are many churches, but I was very a little bit disappointed or disillusioned because I couldn't find one that resonated with me. And that day I found this church where they have a very strong history of LGBTQ inclusion. And when I went to church that day, they were forming a committee. This is the Episcopal Church. They're forming a committee for doing indigenous land acknowledgments in all of their services. This is something that was decided upon by the great, you know, the overarching council of the whole national denomination. And so in my church, they're starting a committee to honor the people, the Pomo people of this land, and to begin exploring how we might build bridges of reconciliation because there were harms that were done. And right away I felt this is part of my calling. This is so aligned with my deep love of my indigenous friends and family members, my relatives, and the desire to be a better human walking on this earth. And so I just want to celebrate the good news of how within the body of Christ there are so many people who are doing such amazing work to bring about healing and reconciliation where there's been harm. And I am just so grateful to be called part of that.
Oh, that is so true. And thank you so much for being part of that, Christopher. You're going to find your place. And when you do, it will be the launching of a very, very powerful career. Your devotion has proven itself over the years. And you're just been given time to look and search right now. And you will. Mm-hmm. And just keep in mind one thing that, and this goes for any of us, whatever we're searching for, the same thing is searching for us. Just remember that. Okay?
Yeah.
It is impossible for you to get the idea of connecting with something that does not also have the idea of connecting with you. Now, how long it takes? Well, that's a variable. What obstacles will come in your path? Those are unknown. But when you understand that the person, spirit, or object of your search is searching for you, it makes the journey more pleasurable even through the obstacles.
Wow.
Thank you, Christopher. We're gonna hold you in our prayers and in our blessings. And that all the way through your life, you will be guided to find what you're looking for.
Thank you. And just a blessing to Stephen. I know Stephen from Fairfax for many years and years ago. And man, I just pray for you, brother. That's an amazing opportunity, and it inspires my soul to continue on my path of ministry as well. So bless, bless.
Yes. We are going places. We are opening up, and world, you haven't seen anything yet.
Right?
We're coming to make you happier. We're coming out there for you. And whatever you need, we're going to help you find it. All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Well, thank you, Christopher. We love you. Glenda, I just want to ask for a quick blessing. Today is my stepdaughter Ellen's birthday and my brother Tom's birthday. So just a little, for all those August birthdays, just a little blessing to all those August folks.
Okay, great. Well, happy birthday, all of you August people. And it kind of crosses over the line between Leo and Virgo. But that doesn't really matter at all in the eyes of God. So you all had a blessed beginning, and may you have a blessed life.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. Well, everybody, how about let's convey a blessing. We have a lot of blessing givers on this call, by the way, and
Sometimes they come on toward the end, and I see you when you come on. I do. I watch every single one of the sheep in our pasture. And let's get together. We're gonna get you ready to receive or give or just be an instrument of the blessing. However you belong here, for whatever reason you come. We love you and you're welcome. So, like we usually begin, you know, it's really interesting how when we start talking or we start thinking with intensity of focus, we kind of slow down our breathing. Isn't that ridiculous? Because we could actually think better with more breath. It's kind of silly the way we do that. I think that's one of the reasons we build up stress, is that when we get focused on something, it's like we put our eyes on the target and we forget to move our lungs. So let's open up. Let's open up with really deep breath. Okay. Take it in deeply. Fill your lungs. Hold it for a few seconds. Just so you can fully expand. Okay. Of course, I have to talk, which means I can't go full capacity, but I'm trying. That will be the day when I can do that. But do it anyway. And now exhale and push it all out by drawing your abdomen up and letting your shoulders collapse on top of your lungs. Push it out. Okay. Because you're going to clear those air sacs in your lungs. Now take another deep one. Deep and full as you can make it. All the way. Okay. Hold it for a couple of seconds. And now push it out. Now that we have a little more oxygen to work with, we're gonna do some stretching. If you can stand, stand. Otherwise, do your best to be limber and stretch whatever you can. Your legs, your arms. Turn your neck side to side and tilt your neck a little bit forward, a little bit backwards. Just limber yourself up. Now, what this does, in addition to helping you feel a little more comfortable, is that it creates more circulation in your body. And not just circulation of blood, but circulation of energy. You know, because all of our systems are connected. Our breathing, our nervous system, which is our electrical system, our arterial flow of blood, which is the power of our body, and our lymphatics. When you stretch and you move, you see, our lymphatic system doesn't have a motor on it like our arterial system does, or our nervous system. The motor on our nervous system is the brain, of course. The motor on our arterial system is the heart. Well, our lymphatics don't have a motor on it. The motor is your movement. So you have to move. And my friends, please, please, for the sake of your life and your health, find ways of moving every day, even if you're confined to a chair or a bed. Move, and you can move. And if you can't by yourself, get someone to help you move. You must move around, because the lymphatic system is what actually distributes the components of your immune system. And it helps you activate your immune system. It helps you distribute the white blood cells to where they need to go. And it supports your body in places where there's maybe inflammation. So you've got to move. Please move. And I'm not telling you to get a gym membership or run or even exercise, but move. You've got to move. And push it as far as you can push it. Not to injure yourself, but just move. And I would recommend you do it two or three times a day, especially if it's gentle movement that doesn't tax you in any way. It will make all the difference in your physical life. And actually, it creates a better mood and more optimism, because movement is part of our survival function, and it's part of our social function. It's part of our accomplishment function. So when we get into a place where we can't move easily, it's depressing and can generate anxiety, okay? And the other thing I would recommend is you practice the four square breath that I taught you. I'd like to get you started on that right now, and then you continue it. It's a gentle breath. It's not like deep breathing or exhaling. You're just going to do normal breathing, but you're going to be mindful of it. And you will exhale to the count of four. It will be your count of four, because you know how far you can go on an exhale. I don't, and mine might be different than yours. Okay, so you're just going to exhale to the count of four, and you're going to pause. That pause is incredibly important, because on your exhale, you have given life out. And you have to actually make that a gift. You really do. You have to make that a gift. And you pause before you take another breath, just to the count of four. Not a long, long pause, not till you're suffocating, just to the count, to your count of four. And then you're going to take in a whole new breath for yourself, coming from fresh spaces, fresh places, as a gift from outside yourself into you. So you're going to take your new gift to the count of four. And then you're going to pause again while your body receives it and while you express gratitude for the gift. This will open doors. You know, we've talked about all day today, opening doors and receiving. This puts you in a state of mind to receive with gratitude, and a pause that allows you to actually receive breath as a blessing. Okay? And then you start all over again. I'm going to offer our invocation to Yeshua, because he says ask. He will not intrude upon our lives unless we ask. He's here, but he's here waiting for you to ask. So I ask on behalf of all of you. And then you shall pray while the blessing givers and I convey the energy that is being offered to you to support and fulfill your requests for blessings in life and for others. Okay. Our beloved Yeshua, Lord of life, Son of God, brother to us all, perfected in the Spirit of God, dwelling with our Heavenly Father, to be in divine space and yet connecting with each and all of us. We thank you for that gift. For in that gift, we know that we shall have eternal support for our life. Whatever we go through, whatever we face, what we need to achieve, we ask that you will hear the prayers of everyone, that you will answer these prayers in the giving of grace to receive as it is available in their life for the receiving. And we ask more for those who were not here to ask, and for those who didn't speak up, but they ask in their hearts. Please accept the yearnings of our heart as our request for blessing. We ask that you be with the children.
Hold them safely in your arms. Hold them safely in your love, that you may create a womb outside the womb for them to grow into adulthood with love and care and support. For they are the treasure of our future. We ask blessings for their parents, that they may hold up under the stress of providing and parenting in a challenging world. Be with the elderly and the sick, and those who feel as if their life is ended or ending in a hopeless mess of disappointments. Allow them to see the vital and beautiful points of their life, when their life made a difference, when their life served the will of God. Help them to expect transcendent glory and beauty of eternal blessing on high. We ask that you be with the survivors and the caregivers and the responders in Maui and Lanai, and all of those who come to serve in the Hawaiian Islands, that it may be put back together even better than it was before. We ask blessings for our nation, that we may resolve our conflicts and find ways to honor one another and to be this place of the people, by the people, for the people that God instituted on this earth. We ask for peace for all of us. Even though there is not peace in the outer world, we ask for ways of finding it within ourselves. And now we ask for the blessing of your love upon us. Amen. Amen. Forevermore. Blessing givers, will you join me, that we may convey our Lord's blessing to the members of our community, their families, all that they know, their communities, and expanding outwardly into the whole world. Stand and join me. Let's do it now. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, continue to receive in every way in the coming week. But for now, I want you to lie down in the bed, stretched out on your sofa, on the floor, or in your backyard, wherever you are. Just lie down so that your body is not bearing any vertical weight. Okay? Your heart is in the same alignment with every part of your body. Your brain is deactivated in its importance. And the rest of your body is actually elevated by being made horizontal so that it too may receive everything. This is very important that you be horizontal now. And just lie there for at least 7 minutes. Do not continue your prayer. Now is the time of receiving, not asking. And do not even receive with words, for that activates your brain and puts it above your heart. Be in this reclined position and allow the will of God and the blessings and the energy of the Holy Spirit pour upon you, that you may receive everything you have asked for, that you will receive even more than you asked for in the fullness of the days ahead and in the even greater fullness of now. Amen. Again, amen. Okay. Be blessed. And I look forward to you being back with us next week. I'll remember you in my prayers all week. Bye-bye for now.